Palestine's on the verge of chaos. Believers are caught in the crossfire. Bhutanese Christians get sentenced to jail, and a children's ministry celebrates an anniversary. Your help is needed. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The international community is urging Palestine and Israel to lower the civil war tensions in the Middle East. Open Doors USA President Carl Mueller says that the remnant church in the region has suffered persecution as a result of the destabilization.
There's an internal power struggle going on in those areas between Hamas and what's left of Fatah and the Palestinian Liberation Organization. Those factions have produced a truly bloody power struggle.
Many believers have fled the region, waiting to return when things settle down. Mueller says for those who've remained,
Open Doors has continued to nurture its contacts in the region. We continue to ask the questions of what's necessary for the survival of the church, and we go and get those resources, training, books, encouragement. Just letting the world know that there's a church there and that they need to be prayed for is a vital need of the local church in Palestine.
We turn next to Bhutan, where Voice of the Martyrs says two Christians have been sentenced to more than 3 years in jail because of their Christian witness. Prior to sentencing, the pair had been imprisoned without trial for 6 months. They were given 10 days to appeal for bail and then to fight the case with the help of a prominent lawyer. A VOM contact says one of the men had been an active evangelist throughout the country, concentrating on reaching Buddhist monks for Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. Hundreds of kids in Central Asia are waiting for Christian summer camp to begin. Many of them are from Muslim backgrounds and will hear the gospel for the first time in their lives. Others are from homes where there is no understanding of God at all. Bible Mission International says dozens of their partners have sent gifts of $30 a child for kids to camp, ensuring the kids will have a chance to explore not only the hope of Christ in a personal relationship with Him, but also do it with new friends. Meanwhile, after a five-year slump in tourism in Israel, it appears Holy Land visits are increasing. Bombings by terror groups kept people away. Christians are encouraging fellow believers to return for spiritual reasons. And Getty Resource Center's Lois Tverberg and Bruce Okuma are in Israel on a study tour with 60 others. Tverberg says,
"We've seen absolutely nothing in terms of violence. We do see a police presence and some security at the borders, which is pretty understandable. We've been here other years, and we've found that this year there is a great increase in the amount of people coming."
Visiting Israel, says Tverberg, helps you as an evangelistic believer.
"It definitely gives you a confidence that what you are defending is a reality and not a fantasy."
As your understanding of the word grows, you'll want to tell others about it, and Getty offers various resources to help you in your understanding. Go to our website to get connected. And providing humanitarian relief is a great way to see doors open to the gospel. Buckner Orphan Care International is celebrating a milestone in doing that. Buckner's Amy Norton.
"It's our 7th anniversary of the Shoes for Orphan Souls program, and we are just overjoyed to say that we've been blessed with over 1.5 million new shoes for orphan children, and they're now going to over 45 countries.
While the growth has allowed them to expand ministry, their warehouse space is limited and they're raising money to build a new one. Norton says this program does more than meet physical needs.
"In many of the Muslim countries, we've always had the doors open to us to be able to go in and share why we're there. Not only does the Lord love you, but explain about a relationship with Him, and it's just such an easy way to be able to share the gospel."
Shoe drive volunteers are needed. M&N will be co-hosting a Shoes for Orphan Souls trip as part of our 15th anniversary. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today. It's a free gift that we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. It's available at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.